Pageant.com.
It's time for Pageant Talk Radio with Valerie Hayes, the pageant coach. This is the show that will inform and inspire you as you prepare for your next pageant competition while helping you develop life skills that transcend pageantry. Now, here's the host of Pageant Talk Radio, Valerie Hayes.
Hello, and welcome to Pageant Talk Radio. I'm Valerie Hayes, the pageant coach, and we're going to spend today's show sharing exciting information that can help you become an elite contestant. On Pageant Talk Radio, we understand the importance of developing real skills that translate to real pageant success. We want to make sure that you have all the information you need to make this your best pageant year ever. Well, before today's show, we have a few wonderful announcements. I want to let you know that La Casa Hermosa will be in Las Vegas April 17th and 18th at the True Beauty Expo. You can meet Carlos Alberto, official clothier to Miss Universe and Miss USA. You can meet Carlos in person at the La Casa Hermosa booth. You'll be able to preview the latest Carlos Alberto collection of over 30 gowns, or you can set up an appointment to have a custom gown designed especially for you by Carlos himself. La Casa Hermosa, again, will be at the True Beauty Expo, which is on Friday, April 17th, noon to 9 p.m., and on Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. You can call 561-301-5523 for appointments. They're extremely limited. Or you can email them at lacasahermosa@AOL.com. And La Casa Hermosa is spelled LACASAHERMOSA. La Casa Hermosa at AOL.com. I hope you have a great time visiting with Carlos and picking out your new fabulous gown. I also want to let everyone know that the International Junior Miss Scholarship Program deadline is approaching. The 2009 International Junior Miss Scholarship Program pageant will be held July 8th through July 12th in Orlando, Florida. And this year the competition will be staged at the lovely Linda Chapin Theater at the Orange County Convention Center. For more information about the pageant, you can visit their website at www.internationaljrmiss.com or email them at info@internationaljuniormiss.com. And if you're preparing for that pageant or another fabulous pageant competition, I want to remind everyone that the number one tool you need to ace your pageant interview is a comprehensive list of pageant interview questions. You'll want a customized list for your competition division, not a list that includes Mrs. questions when you're a teen or teen questions when you're a miss. To get a copy of my 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions customized by competition division, just check on the 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions graphic on our show page at www.pageanttalkradio.com. It's the first step you need to take towards acing your next pageant interview. Well, I know that one of the areas of competition that makes contestants nervous is the fitness and lifestyle competition. You've got to start early, work smart, and eat healthy in order to get a top score. Today, I'll be talking with two contestants who know exactly what it takes to get a great score in the Miss America Lifestyle and Fitness Competition. Joining me today are Lee Taylor Smith, Miss New York, and Christine Kozlowski, Miss Mississippi, who will share their secrets to getting a top score. Then, later in the show, I'll tell you what you can learn from my incredibly horrible day yesterday, and I'll also answer your pageant coaching questions. If you'd like to ask a question or add a comment, we'd love to hear from you during the show. To join the conversation or share your opinion, dial 888-463-6748. That's 888. Go for it. We're looking forward to hearing from you on today's show. Well, I'm so excited to be welcoming my first guest today, Lee Taylor Smith, the current Miss New York. Lee Taylor is originally from Hampton, Virginia, and now makes her home in Manhattan, where she works at an interior design firm as an assistant designer. Competing as Miss Brooklyn at the Miss New York pageant in July of last year, Lee Taylor was a preliminary winner in physical fitness in swimsuit and also took the preliminary award for evening wear in her state pageant. Then, at Miss America in January of 2009, Lee Taylor was a swimsuit preliminary winner, which is very difficult, and also placed as third runner-up. She plans to use her scholarship winnings to pursue a master's master's degree in interior design at the Parsons School of Design in New York. In addition to working as an interior designer and being Miss New York, Lee Taylor's greatest passion is promoting volunteering that changes lives. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so thrilled to welcome Lee Taylor Smith to the show. Hi, Lee Taylor.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Well, first of all, let me congratulate you on your placement at third runner-up at Miss America 2009. It looked like a fabulously exciting pageant. Did you have a great time?
It was a lot of fun. We all certainly enjoyed ourselves. It was a little hectic backstage, and it flew by, but it was really, really fun. We enjoyed it.
You know, and the thing that I loved about the Miss America pageant was all of the wonderful events that they had for pageant fans and friends. I know y'all were rehearsing, and doing some filming, pre-taping, and those kinds of things. But there were great family events, autograph signings, opportunities to meet past title holders. I have to say that as a fan, it was fun to be there just for all those other events in addition to the pageant. But let's talk a little bit about getting ready for the pageant, Lee Taylor. You, of course, won one of the preliminary evening's swimsuit awards. Were you really surprised when they called your name as a lifestyle and fitness award winner?
I was. Well, the running joke in our organization now is I was sitting beside North Carolina when they were getting ready to announce the awards, and for whoever was there, they know Sam Haskell and Art McMaster were talking for about 10 to 15 minutes before they announced those winners, and so North Carolina looked over at me, and she said, well, who do you think is going to win talent? We thought they were announcing that one first, and so you can see in the pictures, I'm actually talking when they're announcing who the winner was, and so I was absolutely shocked. I was so excited to win that award, and I had certainly worked hard for it, but every single girl there does. So I was definitely surprised, but excited nonetheless.
You know, it is amazing how hard all of the work girls work to prepare for lifestyle and fitness. And it is also amazing at how trim they are and physically fit they are. But you had won the physical fitness, lifestyle physical fitness award at the New York pageant as well as the Miss America pageant. So let's walk back to the New York pageant, which is in July of 2008. What did you do to prepare to win lifestyle and fitness at the state level?
At the state level, I really did a lot more cardio than I did, not necessarily before I did Miss America, but I did a lot more hot yoga before I did Miss America or went to Miss America. And I think that's actually what helped me so much. I had continued working a full-time job on top of preparation for Miss America, which I presented a little bit of a challenge for me in terms of time and time management. So I'd be waking up early in the mornings or going after work, and then that was on top of interview preparation and, you know, everything else that goes into getting ready for Miss America. So I really, really started to focus on doing hot yoga in the mornings before I came to work because, and it sounds kind of dorky, but it definitely cleared my mind and it got me going for the day. So that, I really think, was the difference between Miss New York and Miss America.
So I'm confused. You did that in preparation for Miss New York or in preparation for Miss
America? Preparation for Miss America. But I actually did a lot more cardio before Miss New York.
And was the cardio just running or was it elliptical, bike, treadmill? What were you doing for cardio?
It was a variation. It really was a variation. So I would run, I guess, about 3 to 5 miles a day in preparation for Miss New York, and I would do a lot of interval training. So I would run. I often would run to the gym, and then I would get on the treadmill there. I would run on the treadmill, and then I would bring it down for a minute and walk, and then I would take it back up and run again for about 3 minutes at a heavy, heavy or a fast pace, and then I'd bring it back down. And that's what I did mostly for Miss New York. And I was able to lose weight that way, but I wasn't able to necessarily tone up the way that I wanted to.
Right.
So I had joked around with the person who had trained me before, Miss Brooklyn, actually. I said, I want Kelly Ripa arms.
Because she does have awesome arms, yep.
Just arms.
You were focusing on losing weight by the cardio, and I know that losing weight, you also have to maintain a healthy nutrition plan. What was your typical day of food while you were getting ready for Miss New York?
To be really honest, the most important thing for me personally was everything in moderation. I have a difficult time if I cut things completely out of my diet.
There I do too.
Yeah. There will be weak moments where I crash. And so everything in moderation for me. Of course, I was eating a lot of protein. I was getting a lot of chicken. I didn't cut out carbs completely, and I didn't do that before Miss America either. That was something that I really needed, specifically because my days were so busy and I really needed that energy. So I kept my fruit and my whole grain, bread, and all of that in my diet. And everything in moderation, it does work. I really believe it does. Now, Christine,
so it sounds like you were just approaching it from a well-balanced, nutritious perspective.
Sure. I mean, absolutely. And I think that in some ways my lifestyle was slightly different than a lot of girls getting ready for, I don't know necessarily about Miss States, but for Miss America, my lifestyle was different because I am sitting in an office for about 9 to 10 hours a day. And so it's difficult to really maintain a different kind of diet. And if I have to order in, then I'm ordering in a salad with chicken on top. But some girls were cutting all types of things out of their diet. So I think that really...
And it's usually not a good idea to cut out things from your diets. I know that carbohydrates are required. You know, the brain runs on carbohydrates. So when contestants cut out carbohydrates, you might look great in lifestyle and fitness, but your interview, personal interview and onstage interview will suffer because your brain doesn't have the proper fuel to function. So I think it's great that you had such a well-rounded approach. Now, you mentioned that getting ready for Miss America, you did hot yoga. Tell us a little bit, because some of our listeners might not be familiar with hot yoga. I've done it. It's great. Tell us a little bit about what hot yoga is.
Well, I did Bikram, and it's an hour and a half. It's a 90-minute session, and the room is about 110 degrees inside.
It's hot.
It is. The first couple of times I did it, I thought I was going to pass out, but they ask you just to stay in the room, just to keep with the class, even if you just have to sit down, and your body adjusts after the first couple of times. And, you know, one of my... I was really nervous about doing it because I thought, you know what, I'm not flexible. I'm just going to look like a complete idiot trying to do this. But I was able to keep up with the class, and it really is about your own personal success in the class. And I think that's pretty synonymous, or you can really parallel that to Miss America as well. So
it's so true.
It's really just focusing on yourself for that hour and a half. And I mean, it's an amazing course, but you really do have to stick out the first couple just to get through the heat. And it's really physically challenging as well.
So for those of you who are interested in hot yoga or Bikram yoga, you can do an internet search. Bikram is B-I-K-R-A-M. So in addition to doing the Bikram yoga, were you keeping up any of your cardio, or did you let that go completely?
No, I definitely didn't let that go completely. You know, Bikram really focuses on toning and kind of shedding the water weight and getting rid of that. But cardio is, I personally think it's just necessary on a day-to-day basis anyways. I get a lot of walking done here in New York, so that helps out a lot. But I think it's important to keep that up as well, just to keep yourself fit, keep your heart fit. So I continued doing that probably about 4 to 6 times a week as well, on top of the Bikram yoga.
Now, I have to say that you looked shockingly fit in lifestyle and fitness, you know, like you had just literally been airbrushed to death, which I know you weren't. I mean, they can't airbrush you live on stage. Wouldn't that be cool if they could run out and just airbrush you while you were standing on stage? That would be really awesome. Everybody would love that. In addition to the cardio and the Bikram, did you do any weightlifting, or was it just the yoga and the cardio?
Just the yoga and the cardio. The
wow.
Really is what... toned me up, was able to tone me up. So that was very beneficial because
yeah, clearly that worked.
Than standing in the corner and doing squats on the Smith machine and having all the really muscly men wait in line behind you. Bikram yoga is a lot different than that. So that was nice, and it gives you time to focus on other things than just, you know, your dumbbells.
Yeah, it's really a nice opportunity. It's a very calming class. They tend to discourage talking. It's very much focusing on yourself. I agree, you do have to get used to the heat, but your body does acclimate. Well, one of the things that's so important in lifestyle and fitness is the confidence when you're modeling on stage. Did you have a particular approach or anything that you did to develop confidence for both the Miss New York pageant as well as the Miss America?
Well, For Miss New York, I didn't really have a strategy. You know, everyone tells you just to walk out and be as confident as possible and comfortable with yourself.
Right.
But at Miss America, Kate Schindel, Miss America 1998, helped me get ready for Miss America. And we worked on walking once, and it was probably, I think that it was actually the Monday before I left on Thursday, and our song had been All the Single Ladies. I don't know if you've heard it. It's Beyonce's song, and it's
I love it.
Fairly hysterical. And so on all of our road trips that we had taken in the month prior, that had been our song. When we got tired, if we had to turn the radio up, that was our song. So she made a CD of popular songs, and we stood in a dance studio, and I walked around, and she danced behind me like a lunatic, and I was just laughing as hard as
she's
like, Taylor, this is exactly what you have to do in your own stage. You just have to laugh. You have to enjoy it. You have to just savor the moment and take it all in. And so there I was on stage that Thursday and Saturday night laughing away, thinking of Kate Schindel, as tall and gangly as she is, dancing.
Okay, we all want to see that Kate Schindel video of her following behind you, being wild. We all want to see that on YouTube.
Exactly.
So that would be a viral video for sure. Well, I know that you've done a lot of great work promoting volunteering that changed lives. Can you tell us some of the memorable things that you've done as Miss New York?
Absolutely. One of my favorite days was December 1st, which is World AIDS Day, and I went to Albany with Kate Schindel to meet with the Northeastern AIDS Council, Northeastern New York AIDS Council, and I took a public AIDS test while I was there that morning just to prove and make it clear that your status is so important, that everyone should know their status. So we did that, and then we had a press conference, and the mayor of Albany said, well, what have you done this morning? And I let him know, and he was like, you know what, next year I'm going to take a public AIDS test. And then the health reporter said, I'm going to go at lunch and take a public AIDS test on TV. And so that was really exciting. And then I came home, and I went to City Hall in New York City, where they were Housing Works, which is an organization here that raises lots of money for AIDS but also gets people off the street and back on their feet. And they were having something where we read for 24 hours, or someone read for 24 hours, the names of those that have passed away from AIDS. And so there was a book, and it was, I would probably say, at least 10 inches thick, and there were 5 podiums, each with one of these books.
Oh, my gosh.
It was unbelievable. And there was more than one book because they had to change them out because it was 24 hours a day. And so or 24 hours that day. So I walked up onto one of the podiums, and I read probably for about 25 minutes. But right in the middle, when I was flipping one of the pages, someone else that was reading said Brian Smith, and that's my brother's name. And I've been doing a lot of AIDS work. I went to South Africa for a summer talking about HIV/AIDS education, and that was one of the moments that struck me the strongest, because it really made me recognize, I mean, as much as I talk about it and much as I really had perceived it, that, I mean, it's your brothers, it's your sisters, it's your mother, it's your father. And so that day really made an impact on me, and I think that we were able to help create some change and stir up some change. And it was great because Kate Schindel got to go with me as well. And, you know, as Miss America, her platform was AIDS education. So that was exciting for me to be able to do that with her as well.
You know, I think it is really important for us to remember that anyone afflicted by a medical illness, whether it's HIV or HIV/AIDS or something else, is someone's brother, sister, father, nephew, uncle, aunt. It is very personal, and I think it's great that you're taking on such an important role in contributing to volunteering in the New York area. Well, I know that your time as Miss New York is coming up soon, that the new Miss New York will be crowned this summer. Tell us a little bit about the upcoming Miss New York pageant.
Well, it will be in Albany, and final night is January 28th. It's actually, or January. What am I talking about? I'm going back to Miss America. All the memories.
Yeah, it just comes back, doesn't it? It comes back so easily.
It'll be June 28th. It's a Sunday, as I said, and it'll be in Albany at the Egg, which is a beautiful theater in Albany, of course, our state capital. So we're looking forward to that. And the teen competition will be the night before. So we're all looking forward to that.
And if you want information about going to the Miss New York pageant to attend and watch as a spectator to support family or friends, or just because you love the Miss America program, you can visit the Miss New York website at missnyny as in New York missnyorg.com. So that's missnyorg.com. And I have to say, I love the Miss New York organization website because we can read about you on your blog. What are you posting on your blog these days?
Well, yesterday I wrote about my weekend. I actually, speaking of fitness, I was rollerblading on Sunday, I guess, Sunday evening around the path around the island of Manhattan, and I definitely fell. I think that I broke my rear end, but I didn't. My boyfriend Bob was with me. He's like, "We tell you did not break it." I am going to say that I did. But I posted about that. But then I also posted that I would be on this, and before that, I posted about Iowa and the passage of or them allowing gay marriage, which is so exciting, and that happened in Vermont now this morning as well. So I'll be posting about that soon too, which is so exciting.
So you're really posting about a wide variety of topics on your blog. That's awesome. And to get to her blog, again, just go to the Miss New York organization website, which is www.missnyorg.com. And don't miss the Miss New York pageant for both the teens and the Miss, which will be June 25th through 28th in Albany, New York. And all the information you need about the pageant is on the Miss New York organization website. Well, Lee, before we go to break, because I know you're a busy girl, give us three things that the contestants who are preparing for their state titles this summer should be doing to win the Lifestyle and Fitness Award.
Oh, three things. Okay, well, like I said, for me, what works the best is everything in moderation. The second thing is make sure that you find things that you enjoyed doing while you're working out. Instead of dreading going to the gym, make it exciting. Whether you're going to a spinning class, a yoga class, make it exciting so that your routine is slightly different. And that jolts your body as well, so that's good. And then make some really, really great mixes to listen to on your iPod. That will certainly help people get through those hard workouts and running. I think those are three really important things. But my biggest thing was everything in moderation. So I know Christine, Miss Mississippi, she's very different than I am.
Oh, really?
Very different advice. But
it's great because different things really do work for different people.
It's so true. So I think that everyone really has to find what works best for them and what best suits their bodies.
Great. Well, we really appreciate your taking time out to visit with us, Lee Taylor. And we also congratulate you again on your awesome placement as third runner-up and on your Lifestyle and Fitness Award. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been visiting with Lee Taylor Smith, Miss New York. To follow Lee and the Miss New York organization and to read Lee Taylor's blog, just go to www.missnyorg.com. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back with another Miss Award, Miss America Lifestyle and Fitness Award winner, Christine Kozlowski, Miss Mississippi. So stay tuned right here on Pageant Talk Radio. Hi, this is Valerie Hayes, and I want to let you in on a secret. I've just released an audio CD of my Mastering the Pageant Interview Teleseminar, and I'm making it available to listeners of the show. The CD includes three audio files plus transcripts for easy reference. You'll learn how to spot and handle trick questions, the correct length of an interview answer, three tips for closing an answer when you're struggling, my easy technique for answering controversial questions, plus two secrets for winning in the onstage interview. Just pop the audio CD in your computer and listen, or download the files to your iPod. What could be more convenient? But the best thing about my new Mastering the Pageant Interview audio CD is the low price of only $99.95. I want you to know, though, that as soon as the audio CD is posted on the website and available to the general public, the price is going to go up. So get yours today by visiting www.tinyurl.com/PAG-MTPI for Mastering the Pageant Interview, so you can be pageant fab at your next pageant.
Are you looking to pump up the volume and versatility of your pageant hairstyle? At pageantfaces.com, we've got all the options you need to create the look you've been dreaming of without damaging your natural hair. We offer undetectable clip-in extensions, micro-mini clamp hair extensions, collagen bond extensions, as well as fusion extensions. Why take a gamble on off-the-rack extensions when you can have custom-selected extensions that are right for you? Visit pageantfaces.com today or email us at imageconsulting@airmail.net. Let us help you find the perfect extensions for your winning look. Do you have the number one tool used by elite title holders to create a winning pageant interview? Do you want to ace any question during your pageant interview? You need to get your copy of Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions today. The biggest mistake contestants make when practicing is using a limited list of practice questions. If you're practicing on your own or with the same practice partner, you're going to be practicing the same questions over and over. It's just hard to think of a wide variety of practice questions on your own. Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions eliminates that problem and helps you prepare to answer any pageant interview question. Plus, the questions are specific to your competition division. 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions is a downloadable ebook. Just download it to your computer and start developing your interview skills today. Visit Valerie's website, www.pageantinterviewcoach.com, and click on products. With Valerie's Perfect Practice Pageant Questions, you're on your way to a winning pageant interview.